Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Jackie and Peter are fun. They go to concerts. They are both getting their scuba licenses.
Don't like scuba people.
Uh-huh.
I'm a dry land guy.
I know how you feel about fish people.
No, fish people are the worst, okay?
Scuba, scuba.
I think you should give it to me.
Scuba, scuba.
What?
Scuba boy, won't you take me there too?
You know me.
Scuba boy, won't you take me there too?
Hell of a party.
Scuba boy, won't you take me there too?
I know the human being and fish can coexist peacefully.
I agree. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Okay, so yesterday, Jared the Diver Guy gave me a call at the end of the day, and we were chatting, and it got brought up that it was his birthday. And I just, you know, I'm usually really good at this. You know that, CJ. One of the members of the scuba squad, I'm usually one of the first people to wish him a happy birthday. Aren't I? Come on.
Yeah.
Be honest. I am. And
so what happened to Jerry?
I well, because of all this travel, I've been trying to get squared away this week. It just escaped my radar. He said it's all over.
Flights to Roger's armpit.
Yes. And, you know, the thing, he said it was all over Facebook, and I'm sure it was, and I would have seen it, but I wasn't on social media. I was just bogged down with this, and I felt really bad. So I was like,
you know,
hung up the phone, and I was like, all right, I got to do something to make up for this slip up. Cause Jerry's been a big member of this crew.
Why do I have the feeling this will end in humiliation?
No, never. But what I will say, I dug deep into my pockets and decided, okay, let's do something special. And I flew in a special guest to the studio.
What's her
name?
This
is a first time this has ever happened, but I was like, I'm going to do it. And I flew in his close personal friend, Bigfoot. Now, he's in the studio behind the curtain over here. You can't see on YouTube, Facebook Live, or Twitch.
How are you going to do that? Because he is notoriously camera shy.
Well, he said, I cannot be on camera, but I will perform for you.
Perform?
Live on Scuba Radio. But we can't have it on video, so you're only going to hear the audio of this. So, Bigfoot, come on in. Take it away.
Hey, Scuba Radio.
Wow.
Hey, Bigfoot, what are you doing here?
Yeah, oh, right. You know, a little birdie told me that my favorite Scuba Radio Scuba Squad cutie is celebrating a birthday today.
That's true. It is true.
Kill the dance music. I'm trying to f***ing sing.
Whoa.
Happy birthday to you.
Wow.
Happy birthday to you.
Is he wearing a tutu?
Happy birthday, Jerry the Diver Guy.
Wow. He's not Marilyn Monroe, but...
Happy birthday to you.
He's not a bad singer. I'll give him that much. Good props to you there. Whoa. What's going on there?
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you.
He's got his own audience.
Oops. Make a wish, Jerry, and blow out all those candles.
Oh, no. That was funny, though. Oh, whoa.
Excuse me. Almost forgot. I have a surprise for you later in our favorite glamping spot in the woods. Don't wear underwear.
What? What is
sorry.
Going on?
So embarrassing.
Oh, man.
That one hurt a little.
Who's going to clean
I
that
think
up?
I must have eaten some bad lettuce.
Yeah.
Okay, Jerry. See you later. Okay, Scuba Radio.
Uh-huh.
Bye.
Wow. Wow, Jerry, you might have to come to the studio to clean this up. I mean, I was willing to pay for the airfare and bring him out here for you, and you're welcome. But
I'm never going to get that out of the carpet.
Yeah, that's...
Ugh.
Wow, that's disturbing.
I'm so glad you forgot my birthday now.
Yeah. Well, you're welcome.
He forgets everybody's birthday.
Ladies and gentlemen, Gay Bigfoot.
One more time.
Give it up for Gay Bigfoot.
I will say, I didn't realize he could
carry a tune
like that. That was actually pretty impressive. He has some serious pipes on him. You know? So...
In more ways than one.
Oh, okay.
Well, all I can tell you is you probably made Fleming happy in Sweden.
Why is that? Why? What he?
He's a fan of Gay Bigfoot.
Well.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
He mentioned him on Facebook.
There's a lot of people following Jerry the Diver Guy and would live, you know, they live vicariously through him and his, you know, ramps or, you know, his prancing through the woods. So, you know, there you go. Well, happy birthday, Jerry.
Apparently they go glamping.
And hopefully I made up for the fact that I forgot his birthday yesterday. I mean,
I'm sure that makes up.
I wouldn't do that for anyone. I'll tell you.
Your wife messaged me and told me happy birthday at like 10 o'clock or something.
Oh, yeah. She told me that.
And you just totally completely forgot about it.
Yeah. I said, man, I went in one ear, out the other. I was working too much, man. But I think I made up for it. I mean, you know how much it costs to fly a 8-foot hairy creature, you know, across the country. And by the way, it was Economy Plus. I didn't put him in coach. I put him in Economy Plus.
I thought you had to put him in baggage in one of those animal crates.
Nope.
That would be cruel, Barry. Yeah.
He's not an animal.
Oh, I'm sure they put food and water in there.
Yeah.
Oh, you're sure.
Okay.
You're sure. Okay. Right.
Well, anywho, you know, that's just how... You know, that's just how we treat the members of our Scuba Radio Scuba Squad.
In and out of the airport incognito.
I don't care. I got
a baseball hat and sunglasses on and be like, I'm Teen Wolf.
I don't know where he's going from here because I said, hey, you can't stay here. And as a matter of fact, he just proved why he can't. It's going to take a while to get that stink out of the studio. That's for sure.
He needs some fiber is what he needs.
You think? I don't know. He might have too much.
He had plenty of fiber.
Yeah, I think he had plenty. Yeah, maybe he'll head down to South Florida, go get some lobster, because Captain Dennis...
Oh, that'd make him worse.
If anything, I think he's been hitting the melted butter a little too much.
Yeah, I don't know how you're going to get that saltwater fish smell out of fur.
Yeah.
Because it took a long time just to get it out of my wetsuit.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you,
W-T-M-I.
Anything would be an improvement to what we just witnessed here in the studio, I will
Great
say.
Great job, Greg.
Yeah.
That completely backfired on you.
I didn't think that through.
Do you ever?
All the way.
Do you ever?
Yeah, I do sometimes, but just
not You know, today. Greg, if the travel's really getting that hard on you, any of us could go to any of these destinations and report back.
Oh, that's a stupid idea. And never will happen.
Casey could tell him he's Greg. I mean, you have similar hair.
He does have a goatee, doesn't he?
Yeah. He could just be like, hey, I'm Greg. And they'd be like,
No, he's not nearly as good looking as me.
You humbly admit.
Yes. All right. We'll regroup and come up with something else next. Take care.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba action star Mike Scott is back in a new audiobook, Cayman Cowboys, Reefs Under Pressure. From author Eric Douglas comes the one that started it all. Listen as Mike deals with submarines, kidnapping, betrayal, and more.
He didn't even have fins or a mask to let him see in the water. He was going to be slow and blind. If it weren't for the float, he knew there would be no way he would ever make it to the surface.
Download Cayman Cowboys or Oil and Water, Return to Cayman, Turks and Chaos, and Lionfish at Amazon, booksbyeric.com, and audible.com.
Whether you're an experienced diver or you've always wanted to learn, Bonaire offers untouched dive sites that are among the last truly unspoiled places on Earth. Those in the know consider Bonaire the shore diving capital of the world. However, there's so much more to this undersea wonderland. So if calm seas, a protected marine park, and great visibility sound good to you, Bonaire is calling to you. Go to BonaireIsland.com and start planning your Bonaire diving adventure today. That's BonaireIsland.com.